Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A small Alabama town is the latest American city to deal with a mass shooting. Four people died when shots rang out at a teenager's birthday party. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Antoine Woody says he knows two of the victims, including his best friend.
We loved each other, and I just hate that it had to happen to him like that.
Authorities are urging the public to come forward with any information about the shooting.
I cannot stress this enough. Ever how minor you think it is, we absolutely need you to share it.
The mayor of the city northeast of Montgomery, with a population of about 3,200, says the tragedy came as a shock.
Now to Kansas City, Missouri, where a 16-year-old boy is fighting for his life. Ralph Jarl showed up at the wrong address last week to pick up his two younger brothers, and the homeowner allegedly shot him twice in the head. Bernice King, daughter of Martin Luther King Jr., is among many leaders and even celebrities who are expressing outrage that police then release the suspect while they're investigating. Stacey Graves is the Kansas City Police Chief.
After consulting with the Clay County Prosecutor's Office, the homeowner was released pending further investigation due to the need to obtain a formal statement from the victim, forensic evidence, and compile additional information for a case file to be presented.
New this morning, the Department of Defense says U.S. forces conducted a helicopter raid against ISIS militants in northwest Syria. Officials say they targeted a high-level ISIS Syria leader and say it resulted in his probable death along with two others. The government says no U.S. troops were wounded and no U.S. helicopters were damaged. If you have not yet filed your taxes, IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel has this message.
Well, of course, there's still time. We're not at the at the deadline yet. This happens to be our busiest time of the year. We expect around more than 30 million tax returns to be filed.
But there's not a lot of time left. The tax deadline is tomorrow. The Supreme Court plans to hear arguments this week in a challenge to the abortion drug mifepristone. Deputy Director of Surveys here, Jennifer DePinto, says CBS News asked people about the pill.
A big majority of Americans, 67%, want to see the abortion pill mifepristone remain available in states where abortion is legal. We find that even some who are generally opposed to abortion also hold this view.
The final curtain came down last night on the Broadway production of Phantom of the Opera. It ended with standing ovations, champagne toasts, and gold confetti as that chandelier came down. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/...
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
More like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio. A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. People in Dadeville, Alabama held a vigil Sunday night for four people killed in a birthday party shooting. Tamia Cox survived three shots.
They were dancing, then that's when the gunshots went off. I didn't know what was going on. I just saw blood coming down my arm.
There's outrage that Kansas City, Missouri police released a homeowner who allegedly shot a teenager twice. 16-year-old Ralph Jarl showed up at the wrong address last week to pick up his younger brothers. Now he's in the hospital. Police Chief Stacy Graves.
We want the community to know that we are committed to justice in this case and every case, and work every day to seek that justice for all victims of all crimes.
Tomorrow is tax deadline day. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says returns may be a little deflated this year.
As we are coming out of the pandemic, these COVID-related benefits are expiring, and taxpayers will see that in the outcome of their refunds.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now, or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, with Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, Truth.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Paincare of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Paincare specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Paincare can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.